My name is Sune Nordgren, and I am running a company called Strawberry Art and Design. This company was founded 10 years ago by Peter Stordalen, and his mission is to redefine hotel art. I am the only employee, and Peter is my only boss. And so far, we have about 400 artworks by contemporary international artists on display in 25 chosen hotels, what we call art hotels. Peter selects the hotels, I select the art, but with his approval, of course, he has always got the final word. Redefining hotel art is a challenge, but also a most rewarding mission. Amongst the 25 art hotels we have created together so far, AT6 is not only new, it is also one of the most successful, where the art and the acclaimed interior design by Universal Design Studios has created a symbiosis that gives a very strong signal about contemporary hospitality and living. Entering AT6, you instantly recognize that this is a hotel where art is at the center. You are immediately confronted with a beautiful sculpture of a young woman. She's called Mar, and this is a work by Catalan-Spanish artist Jaume Plensa. It has been carved in Almeria, which is a marble that comes from the south of Spain. Mar is closing her eyes, and it seems like she's whispering some secrets just for you. In addition to a strong first impression and the experience of a great work of art, this is also a signal for the high standards of the hotel and an encounter that you will never forget. Already in the lobby of AT6, you can also see artworks by British artist Tacita Dean and Swedish photographer David. Dean's work is covering the whole wall behind the reception. It is a very large black and white engraving, a print based on a photographic original. It shows a wide-angle view of a totally over-iced landscape from the Quaternary period. But on the surface of the image, there are contemporary comments and names of places to bring it up to our time. Tacita Dean is primarily a filmmaker, but she also works in other non-camera-based media. David has a unique position as a forerunner in contemporary Scandinavian photography. His work can be seen around the hotel and also at Tark, the rooftop restaurant. Most of the images are based on commissions for companies in fashion and communication, and one of them, a female profile with a sticking out tongue, has become almost like a logo for AT6 for its daring design and sensuality. David is well represented in the collection, and here at the hotel we have 18 works on different floors. Climbing up the white marble stairs, you are met by another wall-sized work by another British artist, Richard Long, a pioneer of the land art and nature-based art practices with its roots in the 1970s. He's a restless explorer, based in Bristol, but frequently traveling around the world. Working with nature's own materials and in actual size in the remote landscapes that he selects for his walks and interventions. There are three works of Richard Long in the hotel, painted with his bare hands. The largest one, here in the entrance stairs, is called Mississippi River Blues, and it has been created with running white clay on blackboard. Crossing from the restaurant over the bridge to social, there are two color photographs by artist couple Inka and Niklas. They work together since 2007 and are based in Stockholm. With a starting point in popular culture, they are engaged in our insensitive and problematic views of nature itself and how we must find a new balance. Their work are based on performances and actual investigations in nature, but can only be experienced through their own documentation. The glowing figures in their family portraits are reminders of our sensitive relationship to nature and reminders of a fragile future. Immediately to the right, when you enter Social, the meeting place of the hotel, we are met by one of the best represented artists in the collection, British artist Julian Opie. This is a large print of walking people, typical for his almost cartoon-like and powerful ways of expression. A colorful urban snapshot of people walking in the rain. Everyone is tied together and at the same time isolated from each other by the weather, but also by everyone's own busyness. Next stop is for the Icelandic-Danish artist Olaf Eliasson. He is occupied with optical, visual phenomenon, very often with astonishing results. Like his weather project for the Turbine Hall at Tate Modern in London in 2003, where hundreds of thousands of visitors had an almost supernatural experience of an artificial sun in the overwhelming space. For Social, we have chosen a very large wall piece, a color spectrum to fill the view of the visitors from one of the big back walls. 48 almost monochromic prints is scientific in its immediate presence, but captures the spectator as a nature-like experience, as if it was a portrait of the dramatic Icelandic landscape. Further into Social, we will discover another two large photographic works by German artist Axel Hütte. He works in a quite unique way, which gives the images a three-dimensional impression. It is called Duratrans, and layers of the same image provides the depth of the pictures. The motifs for Hütte are almost always cityscapes, and here we have views of Miami and of New York. At the far back, Swedish artist Kristina Matusch shows a series of eight paintings on aluminum. During a residency in New York, she noticed that there were differences of fences and steel gates from the ones that she knew from back home. She mounted the plates behind the grids and spray painted through the fences to get a variation of strong patterns. Kristina Matusch can also be seen all around the hotel. We commissioned her to create a series of grid-like mirror works, now shown in selected rooms and in most of the corridors. Finally, in a black glass vitrine by the second entrance to Social, there is a spectacular jacket on display. This is the jacket that was purpose-made by Balmain for Peter Stordalen to wear for the grand opening of At Six, Hobo and Tark on May 19th, 2017. With a base of Italian dark blue velvet, the golden embroidery was created by skilled embroiderers in Mumbai, India, and the jacket assembled at the Balmain workshops in Granville in France. This is also a work of art. The success of At Six is based on many qualities, where the art as a part of the branding is one, where the spectacular and carefully selected artworks gives an immediate signal about the standards of the hotel. Petter does not mind if some guests are confused at the entrance of this hotel, if it is a hotel or a contemporary art museum. The guests that recognizes the artist are impressed, of course. But even if you don't know the artist or the artworks, you're instantly convinced that this is not what used to be called hotel art. And this is definitely not just another hotel. So welcome to a true art hotel.